Yes, welcome back to the Dial a Hit Show here on BBM 98.7 FM. Shaggy right there, featuring Janet Jackson with Love Me, Love Me. And we also had Zenith from K-Town, Karanda with Ancient Warrior, and Alan Jackson with Papa Top, and Zach Brownbear with Keep Me In Mind. But joining me in the studio, I have a deadly person in the studio with me, and that's Barbara Foster-Rance. How's it going, Barbara?
Good. Thank you for having me, Matthew.
No worries. So we're going to be talking about your deadly book that you have published the start of this year. And it's The Adventures of Rodney and Me.
Thank you. Yes.
So for our listeners out there, can we let them know who you are and who is Rodney?
Rodney is my pet long-necked turtle. Mm-hmm. He and I have been companions since 1981.
Wow. That's a long time you two have been together.
It certainly is. So we have learned a lot about each other. Mm-hmm. And it's very interesting to see how he behaves naturally in our home. I mean, he relates to me quite easily. Mm-hmm. Some people liken it onto a dog. I walk in the door, Rodney knows it's me, and he comes straight to away. Me. If I call him, whatever turtleness he's involving himself in, he stops and he comes to me.
All right. So how did Rodney came into your presence?
Rodney came into my life by a friend of mine and my partner's. He belonged to him, mm-hmm. and he bought him for his daughter.
Yep.
But made the mistake of telling his daughter he bites. And the daughter wouldn't have a bar of him.
Oh, right.
Okay, so now this guy has to return to the United States because he's finished his degree at university here mm-hmm. in Canberra. And he shows up at the house one day and he says, "We got to go home. He's going to need a new home." I didn't even know they had a turtle at the time. And I'm sitting on the couch and all of a sudden he puts this, I'm looking at it, it's a turtle. "Yeah, he's going to need a new home. Here, you take him." And that was it. He left. I have not seen Rodney, his namesake, ever again, but I do send him emails asking him for child support, telling him the turtle's a pig, and his favorite food is scallops and prawns. "Could you help me out here? Send me a $5 or $10 note so I can feed your kid?" And he does need a university education. And he writes back and he says, "Stop! I didn't even know he was still living." That's how we met.
You and Rodney. Okay, namesake. Mm. So Rodney's still about?
Rodney is now 50 years old.
Wow.
And he's still running around saying, "I own this. You're at my beck and call. Come here, I'm hungry. Feed me. You don't feed me, I'm going to eat your pet fish. Feed me." Yes, he's still about. He's still lively. He's very healthy, mm-hmm. And I'm very happy with him.
So this book is about you and Rodney.
This book is about Rodney and I, how we met, why we met, and mm-hmm. I call them adventures because I try to make a game out of everything because I don't know a thing about turtles, and he doesn't know a thing about humans. And interestingly enough, the vets, while they know how to take care of them, mm-hmm. they don't really know about their social behaviors, if they've got any, if they're responsive. So when I tell people, I give him a kiss, yeah. and then I shut up and wait 30 seconds, and I hear, they make sounds. And when he wants to be picked up, the front right arm goes up.
Oh, okay.
And you put your hand down below him, and he walks straight onto your hand. You pick him up. And the picture you see on the cover of the book,
yes.
You pick him up, and you bring him close enough to your face, mm-hmm. and you get the nose tap.
Okay, the nose tap, what is that, like a kiss?
That's like a kiss. That's okay. How we kiss, because you can't be putting your mouth on a turtle, because turtles carry salmonella.
Mm-hmm.
So even if they're healthy and as clean as, I always tell people and children, nose tap, yes. Cheek tap, sure.
That's fine. Okay. Rodney, eh? I wonder why that's what me and my puppy does, me and my dog.
Yes. Exactly. Exactly. Well, that's how I used to love up my dogs. I used to have a dog, couple of dogs,
mm-hmm.
and we used to do the same thing. But a lot of people let their dog lick them all over the face. I don't do that.
Yeah.
But he basically reacts the same way, at least
yes.
to me, my partner, and a lot of our friends who have met him. Anytime we have a dinner or any get-together at our house, they don't come to see me. They want to see Rodney. Where's Rodney? Okay.
Rodney the favorite, eh?
Rodney's the favorite.
So in the book, you have Welcome to Acknowledgement to Country.
Yes.
And also you have Cultures and Turtles.
Yes. And I'm very proud of that. Elder Buluwanji Elder Willie Brim
mm-hmm.
wrote The Cultures and Turtles for me after I had a great deal of difficulty, but I don't care now because I found him. Mm-hmm. May I mention Evelyn Loa or
yes.
no?
So, only if...
She knew Rodney very well. And her family... Mm-hmm. heard that I had written the book and I wanted a section dealing with cultures and turtles. I already had the Japanese, I have the Chinese, but this book is the first and it's Australian. And
yes.
I felt it was important for me to have First Nation Australian to start this book off and represent this book. Rodney is a long neck, Eastern long neck, Australian turtles.
Yes.
And I'm Australian, and I thought it would be perfect.
Yes.
So they directed me to Elder Willie Brim. He said, sure, what's the problem? Of course can you take dictation? Yes. Okay. And he started off and he said, now send it to me and we will check it over. We'll make any corrections and send it back. And
wow.
that's how the first, this page, Cultures and Turtles,
yes.
came about. And then I couldn't believe it. I had to push reprint. I only printed two copies of the book. I didn't think anybody was going to be interested.
All
but
right.
the 200 copies went in the blink of an
wow.
eye. Because the book was printed on the 14th. I had it in my hand on the 14th of May this year.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I made it to October, I had nothing.
Wow.
So everyone kept saying, you've got to reprint this book. So I thought, wow, I'm getting a second opportunity. Wouldn't it be brilliant? I'll go back to Elder Brim and ask him if he could transcribe it into his mother tongue.
Wow.
And Elder Brim says, I can speak it, but no, I can't transcribe it. You need a linguist for that. And I just happened to be at a breakfast, and I met this wonderful elder, Lillian Bowen. She is an OAM. She had just been given, as I call it, her blessings, but her award
yes.
by the Queen.
Wow.
And they said she works with children and indigenous languages. That was all I needed. So I went to her and she said, yes, I'll do it. It'll take a minute, but I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
And just a week ago, it came. It came on
yes.
email and I sent it straight to the lady who does all my graphics and editoring and everything, and she said, we'll format it and get it back to you. So what you have is the formatted version of Lillian Bowen's translation from English into Mumu Yimidir language, mm-hmm. which is what they speak in Hopevale,
yes.
And she keeps telling me, you've got to come up. And I agree, I would love to go up because she has promised me she's going to teach me how to read this.
Oh, wow.
And that'd be fabulous.
Yes, it will be. We're about to run out of time here. Where can our listeners find your book, Barbara?
You can find my book at Making Whoopee on Shield Street in Cairns, Cairns Books, Level 1 at Cairns Central, Terra Nova Gallery if you live up in Coranda, Tablelands Books if you live in Atherton, Azalea, House Studio, also in Atherton, or Rodney has a website.
Oh, does he?
He does. www.rodneyandme.com, mm-hmm. and you can order it there.
There you have it, rodneyandme.com, or you can check out the bookstores that Barbara has announced. Barbara, thank you for coming on.
Matthew, thank you to you and BBM Radio for giving me and giving Rodney the opportunity to share his story and adventures with your listeners.
No worries. It's my pleasure having you on. Maybe when you make the next adventure, we could probably get you on and have another yarn, eh?
That'd be great because he's got a girlfriend.
Oh, does he? Okay, maybe I'll be in the next yarn. Thank you, Barbara. May you have a good day, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you so much,
Thank
Matthew.
You.